At Lisa Bromwitz and Paul Sweeney here in the Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. Well, inflation, it's on the minds of everyone from central bankers to shoppers paying bigger grocery bills. Inflation now needs to be on top of mind for companies as they draw up their financial statements. Why? U.S. regulators are telling them to break it down for us. Nicola White, she joins us. She's a Bloomberg tax and economy reporter. Nicola, thanks so much for joining us here. What are the regulators saying to some companies about their disclosure of their inflation risk?
Basically, tell us more. If you are feeling the pinch from inflation, you need to disclose that in your financial statements. If you are telling investors and analysts on earnings calls but not putting it in your financial statements, you need to rethink that. Basically, you know, if you're feeling any pressure with cost of sales or gross margin or operating expense, spell that out in your financial statement.
Well, here's the confusing thing to me, Nicola. And when I saw this piece, I was thinking, who is this coming from? Is this coming from investors who feel like they're not getting enough disclosure? Or is this coming from politicians who are concerned about price gouging and companies raising prices more than they have to?
Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of that's tough to tell. But in the case when it comes to regulators, it's kind of like they're not making a judgment call about whether or not there's, you know, quote unquote greedflation going on. But they want to have all the information available so that the investors and analysts can figure that out. And one of the questions that the SEC has been asking is like, you know, to what extent, tell us why you're raising your prices. You know, are you raising your prices to offset increased costs? And depending on how you answer, you know, the person reading the financial statement can make that judgment call.
You know, just, you know, speaking on behalf of companies, there hasn't been any inflation to talk about for, you know, like decades. So maybe they kind of just fell out of favor. What specifically is the SEC asking? I mean, is it a footnote? Is it something more than that? Because, I mean, or is it going to be like currencies, you know, excluding currencies, our revenue would have been blank, blank, blank.
Right. So that's a really good question. So it really depends, right? But what the regulator has been asking recently is disclosure in the management's discussion and analysis section of the financial statement, which is where companies kind of like tell their story a little bit, you know, say, here's what's coming up and it's a narrative disclosure. And then also in the risk factors, which is again, a narrative disclosure before you get into the numbers. But then if it's material enough, it will have effect on the numbers. So depending on where you are with inflation, it could be a narrative disclosure or it can affect the numbers. And you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, like depending on what part of the world you operate in, you could then have, effects on your currency, foreign currency accounting or, And then not even like where you operate in the world, but inflation can 100% have a hit on your revenues and then your net income.
Yeah, Nicola, you are an expert in accounting. This is becoming a real accounting issue because how do you even express inflation at a time where labor inflation is one of the biggest considerations for them? How do companies give a sense of what labor is going for at a time of fierce negotiations? I'm just wondering, is there some sort of recent historical parallel for this?
I mean, so when it is going to hit your numbers is really going to be on a case-by-case basis, but you will see a lot of companies disclosing that labor costs are contributing to their increased costs. So that is, like numerous companies say that, wage inflation is something that they're closely monitoring, or it is something that they have to accrue more expenses for. So again, it all depends, but that comes back to the disclosures. So if you're worried about it, it's in your best interest to spell it out in your management's discussion and analysis section of the financial statement, or to disclose more in the risk factors. So again, the investors and analysts aren't caught flat-footed or just don't know the full picture of what's going on in a company or an industry.
So do we have any examples where the SEC's reached out to any companies and maybe what they've asked for?
Yeah, exactly. So the SEC sends letters routinely to companies saying, asking for a variety of things. And it's not like, you know, a penalty, or it's not a sign of this company did something wrong. This is a routine thing that the SEC does, their Division of Corporation Finance. They review financial statements and they ask questions like, hey, your disclosure isn't clear enough here. Tell us more. Or tell us how you apply this accounting rule, et cetera. And over the past year, they have sent, as part of those, you know, inquiries, they've asked a lot of questions about inflation. So most recently, they asked Philip Morris to disclose more, like ask them questions about their inflation. And then right. Philip Morris, in its most recent 10Q, put in 3 new paragraphs all about inflation. So they really responded to the questions that the regulator asked. But like, they're asking grocery stores, they're asking Bright Horizons, the child care provider, NVIDIA, the chip maker. So it really just like, it goes across industries because again, inflation is sort of, you know, one of the biggest corporate stories right now.
All right. Very interesting stuff. Nicola White, thanks so much for bringing it to our attention. Nicola White, she's a Bloomberg tax and economy reporter, talking about inflation and how the SEC is saying to companies, we need more disclosure.